currently in Donegal, for example, there are no women representing the county of Donegal, and obviously the constituency boundaries have changed over the years. But since 1921, only two women have ever been elected from Donegal. So for the first 66 years, there was no women ever elected to represent Donegal, and the first was in 1987, which was Mary Coughlan. This will be the first election where political parties will have to meet a gender quota of 40% men and 40% women candidates.
And I suppose there's, you know, the age-old debate of, you know, quotas in politics, is that good or bad? But do you think this is a good reflection now of quotas?
Gender quotas are only one critical step in ensuring that the many talented and capable women that are in our businesses, in our communities, our farms, our workplaces have a fair chance to be at the centre of decision making, which affects all of our lives. You know, in the most recent local elections, we saw there was a stagnation of women elected with a record number of candidates in the local election. So we would see gender quotas as one critical step to make sure that, you know, women are given the opportunity to get on the ballot. And then there's a whole other, you know, amount of support and funding that we would like to see in order to make sure that women are equipped to be able to be elected.